This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show, a special midweek bonus, this time brought to you by Head & Shoulders. Now, what you're about to experience in this episode is television presenter and Head & Shoulders ambassador Claudia Winkleman and I talking about our best beauty tips, our signature styles, the products we adore, our shared hair icon, and more. All links to products and people mentioned will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever you are listening to this podcast, including links to Head & Shoulders Supreme Colour Protect Shampoo and Conditioner, which is how Claudia has been looking after her new blonde balayage. Oh, that's a weird way to say it, balayage, but I added a flourish, forgive me. It's a look I now desperately want to copy, by the way. Anyway, here we go. So here you are, Claudia Winkleman, her first appearance, I hasten to add, hopefully not her last, on The Emma Gunn Show. Very excited to talk about your hair, Claudia.
I'm so excited to be here. This is, should we set the scene?
Let's do it.
A, these microphones are magical.
I realise I've just had to lower mine because it was obscuring you.
Well, also because I'm freakishly short. Tiny, miniature, if you like. I mean, I could stand. So we're at a table.
We are.
We're having a nice time. I've been given the blue microphone. You have orange.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to, you can ask me anything.
I feel like that's a kindness as well. No one ever wants the orange muff.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I want an orange face. So the orange muff like next to
green screen.
The face would have been, you'd have been, is she talking to a mic? So blue works.
See, I have to say, there's no, I'm not getting orange, but is that like me insulting you?
I don't know, I love it. No, insult me more. I love orange.
But I'm not getting an orange tan girl vibe from you.
I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I do have some bronzer. I bought several bronzers.
Literally, I need to leave. Oh, I'm back.
Top you up. So we're in thrones. I think that's important for the listeners.
Yeah, of course.
We're in thrones.
They're being held up by family members. No, that's not true.
No.
Unicorns.
Unicorns, all of them. We're talking about your hair.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Why wouldn't we?
It looks great, Claudia.
Well, I mean, you're being polite. And I like your hair. What do you use? Please say Head & Shoulders.
I do. What do you like about my hair?
Well, I like the fact that it's not too neat. I don't like neat hair. Oh. I don't mean that as an offensive thing, but you don't look like you've been in curlers all day.
No.
I like shaggy hair. Can I just tell the listeners that right now we've got our fingers in and just doing that?
Because I grew up in an era, we're getting to it already.
Yeah.
And that era involved a lot of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And it involved a lot of
that's
this
who I've
kind
come
of
as.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, always, and I remember somebody saying something about the girls at rock concerts being the best looking women in the world.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, obviously,
clearly.
If I go to a concert, I'll be better looking and my hair will be nicer.
Yeah. Your hair, it's rock.
Thank you. It was also in a sort of, it was tied up.
Don't use the word scrunchy.
No, I don't.
Thank goodness. I was suddenly panicked and I thought I'd stop you before you continued down that path.
No, just because it would hurt my brand, myself, my heart.
Yeah, life.
You know they're coming back.
It would hurt everyone. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what they say about a lot of stuff. Your Crocs are cool. Yeah, you can talk all you want. You can talk, coloured wellies are awesome. Yada, yada, yada. No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. They can bring back the puffball, but we won't be wearing it.
But scrunchies, silk ones especially.
How disgusting. Why? Because it's kind to your hair?
Yeah.
Well, your hair will cope. It's fine.
I'm mean to my hair, and that's how I get the look that you've just complimented me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind to it in the fact that I use lovely shampoo, but yes. Otherwise what I'm not doing is sitting at a dressing table. I mean, praise let that not happen. Brushing it endlessly at night or braiding it. You want to shampoo. We're all quite busy. In fact, I'm not that busy, but I do like napping. Shampoo your hair, put it in a towel, lie on your bed, go online.
Let's talk about napping.
Well, I've had to stop having two naps a day because I was no longer sleeping at night. That's what happened when I turned 46. I'm old enough to be your grandmother. But
you when know that you're not.
Well, whatever, then well done. But you look 11. I love a nap. Yesterday, I thought, I don't even need a nap, but I'm going to have one. I'd had a good night's sleep. It was not necessary. I didn't have to leave the house till 2:45 to pick up the kids. It's 1:15. I've eaten. Let's just see what happens. Hour and a half.
I was quite angry with myself last weekend, in fact, because weekend goes, get up, check the show's published on everything, go to the gym, maybe go and have a bit of a mooch around TK Maxx, buy a coffee, and then come back, have a nap, shower, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But it's an integral part of the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was so energised. I got to 7 o'clock and I thought, well, it's too late now.
I bet you were livid.
I was furious.
By the way, that's a day ruined.
It is. It was a weekend ruined.
Well, you write it off. Mm. You actually blank that out of your diary.
So I just factored it into my working week. That's why you're freelance.
Yeah, of course. Of course, that's why.
It is. So you've said before that John Bon Jovi is your hair idol. Or
any of them. Steve Tyler. I mean, I want to look like those boys. Slightly mucky. Might have slept in a skip. Mm. I'm not going to say leather waistcoat. I don't wear a leather waistcoat, but like
if
just
you do wear
a bit messed up.
That can be the only thing that you're wearing on top.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not a member of Four Non Blondes, but yes, I might wear an oversized one. But yeah, I want to look, and I've never had blonde bits in it before, but I always wanted it. And then I hit 45 and the midlife crisis came with absolutely no warning, because I woke up one morning, turned to my husband, and I went, brilliant, after I've dropped the kids off, I'm going to go to a tattoo parlour. And he went, hello. What's happened? I was like, I don't know, I'm 45. How long have I got left? Let's start inking. And he went, pause. What else do you want to do in this world of, you know, midlife crisis? I said, I quite like some streaks in my hair. He went, let's do that. So that's what I did. And my friend had just had it and she just looked different. I haven't touched the fringe, obviously.
Well, that was
the only reason I work.
That's my only criticism.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't we ombre the tips of the fringe too?
That would have been quite cool. No, I can't. I don't think I'd ever get any work again if I messed with the fringe.
I wonder if it would change your outlook on life.
Yeah, well, I can't, and I can't see out of my... People are like, but I've got such bad eyesight. I was like, that's not new, of course. I mean, I'm just sort of feeling around.
That would be a great look, though.
Yeah, just ombre fringe to match. And then the lovely people... I'd worked with Head & Shoulders before, and I didn't even ask. I went in... Went Bon Jovi, took a photograph of Bon Jovi as a reference. Sally, who was standing there doing my hair, went...
George Northwood.
Holy moly. Mm-hmm. Those were her words, although ruder. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's do it. Let's wait for the siren.
Look,
can I explain that we're in a very safe neighbourhood?
We are. We are safe.
Maybe they've come for the shampoo.
I wouldn't blame them.
Anyway, so they said, don't panic because we've got this phenomenal Supreme Colour Protect and you're going to love it. And I now use it and I feel all slinky. I feel a bit John, no H.
John, no H.
It's very important, that. So vital.
I'd love that if that was part of his, like, how he had to introduce himself to people.
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi, no H.
Yeah, John, no H. Next album.
His solo.
Yeah, no H. We should call him on speakerphone.
That's a brilliant idea, actually. So anyway, so you decided to do it, midlife crisis, yada, yada, yada. Spoke to the people at Head & Shoulders.
Yeah.
Now, let's just put it out here on the table, because I've been through this journey myself with Head & Shoulders.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a bad reputation.
Well, I know.
As a colour stripper.
Yeah, weird. So a friend of mine said, oh my God, because she knows I've used Head & Shoulders forever and ever and ever, mainly because I like it because it's a bit like yoghurt.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You just think you're gone into the fridge. It's like a white... And once you've used Head & Shoulders, going back to a clear liquidy unguent without any real hold, without any real purpose, just feels ridiculous. It feels embarrassing. So she knew I liked, she actually calls it the yogurt. Weird, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Never mind. Fired again. So she said, yeah, but that's going to strip your colour. And I was like, and then I tried this, and that's a total urban myth. It doesn't. It's nice to colour. It's cuddly to colour.
Yes, it is an urban myth. And also, when I remember saying this years ago when I first started as a beauty journalist. I had a meeting with Head & Shoulders, and I was like, I've heard this about your shampoo. Yeah. And they were so offended, quite rightly too, that they actually took me right through the product.
Yeah.
And they said, well, this ingredient's in it, and this ingredient's in it, and it can't strip your colour, thank you very much.
Of course it doesn't. No, it's lovely and friendly. You know why I think it might have come from? Because what I also like, I hope everybody's sitting down, is a clean head of hair. Am I wrong or am I right? You know when you wash your hair, I like it to squeak in the shower. I like to think that it's never been that clean. I don't want just some mulch to put on there, only a little bit of foaming, you rinse, hope for the best. Oh, I've now got dank and slightly lanky hair, hideous. This, so maybe people felt, because it makes your hair feel so clean, that it must take other properties away. But I'm here to tell you it doesn't.
Well, that's a very good thing. And your hair's always very shiny.
Thank you.
And do you have a special, look at me, I'm already miming to
this
you.
This is so divine. I thought you were dancing. No. I was like, I don't dance to make my hair
later,
shiny.
Claudia.
Yeah.
Oh God, imagine if that worked.
It's another siren. Where have you brought me?
I do feel weird about the fact that it's happened as soon as I've arrived.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you've done.
I caused a hullabaloo on the street outside.
Such a good word, hullabaloo.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially when used in the context of police sirens in the inner city.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific method you use in order to get your hair super shiny?
No, I don't know. I tell you what I have used before, and I sometimes use it now, especially with the conditioner, is I might comb it through while still in the shower with, get ready, a wide tooth comb. Or, even better, a tangle teaser, waterproof. Yeah, I said it. That exists.
Yeah.
That exists. It's pale pink. It's waterproof. Take it in the shower.
Right.
Enjoy yourself. It's like the new iPhone. In you go. You brush through your hair. You rinse it. You put it in a towel. Nap time.
I'm going to bring you back to John Bon Jovi at this point.
Yeah.
Do you ever use the tangle teaser as a microphone in the shower?
No. No, because I'm not actually legally allowed to sing. Maybe that's why those police were here.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, even if it's somebody's birthday, my whole family, and there can be like 40 of us in a room, 40, and they'll go, don't you worry. Don't feel like you need to get involved. We're in charge of this. You hand around the egg and cress.
Harsh.
Yeah, no, I don't sing in the shower.
Okay, but do you do karaoke? And if you do, what's your power tune?
I went to karaoke once. I found it annoying because,
I'm afraid I'm going to have to end this interview.
I liked the Mark Ronson song.
I absolutely get what your family are on about now.
See?
I don't know what that song is, Claudia.
Yeah, you do. There's laughter. You know the one I mean.
I'm sorry, I am looking around the room now for help. But we'll put it in the...
You know it. It's Mark Ronson. It was a massive hit. You can see why, A, I'm not invited to karaoke parties, and B, I find it slightly frustrating because my words aren't up on the screen. Other words are.
I'm isolating that audio, and that is going to become...
a sting.
I'm going to add you on WhatsApp just so that you can text me, and that's the sound that
will come.
Makes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Claudia, I'm having a terrible day. You have a look that you stick to.
Yeah, because... life's too short.
Well, exactly.
And I found it, and I remember finding it. I worked it out. It was a blunt fringe, orange face, black eyes, white mouth. I look weird in anything else. I've tried a berry stain. I've tried a nude eye. I've tried a sparkly face, not sparkly, but you know, when people want to look like they're sweating. I don't know what that is.
Dewy.
Highlighter. Yeah. Dewy. Oh. No. No can do.
It's like, you know what Mark Zuckerberg does?
Yeah.
It's like that, with the whole grey t-shirt, jeans, trainers.
Yeah.
You've just got blunt fringe, smoky eye.
I feel bad, because the girl who does my face really, really doesn't get a lot of work because of the way I want to look. Like, she can't put me on her CV. If she ever does me for a magazine, they go, credit? She's like, mm-mm, you're all right. Model zone. As you were.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah.
I put a picture on Instagram the other day of my new earrings that I'd bought, and your friend of mine, Jules Von Hepp, sent me a DM.
I love him so much.
I adore him.
I love him. He's doing so well.
I know.
He used to come to my house and tan me naked. We'd have a cashew. We'd chat to the kids. I try and sort out his love life, which now, by the way, doesn't need sorting.
No, it does not.
And now he's king of the world. He's in Sephora. And I look up at, you know, he's adorable.
Oh, he's the best.
Isle of Paradise, we should say that.
Yes,
everybody should use that.
Yes, he's been on the show many times. He did a takeover. But he was laughing because he pointed out my laundry basket was in the background. And he was like, model's own laundry basket.
Yeah, yeah. He's on it.
Great.
He's on it.
What do you do with your time, seeing as you must have an efficient morning? Does this look just happen? Can you just make it happen in 30 seconds?
Well, A, I don't wear makeup unless I'm working. Mm-hmm. So at home, I look like a vole. I know. A pale vole. Yeah, so I'd never wear makeup normally. I'm looking after the 19 kids, the tortoise, the ghost of our goldfish. That's another story.
I want to hear it immediately. Anyway,
so I go on, and then if I work, or if I'm going out, yes, it's very easy. I mean, just grab anything, any old... I've used gravy before to make myself orange. You're just mashing up anything that's sort of brown, throw it on your face.
I've seen your beauty drawers. You've never had to go into the kitchen to get browning.
No, that's true. Not now. So, yeah, and then loads of eyeliner. I always use MAC Fleshbot. That's my lipstick. Mm-hmm. I've got one in the car, one in my coat pocket now. Stick that on. We're off.
It's efficient. It's
fast.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to turn around to me and go, I'm not being funny, but do you want to try a bottle green on your eye? Go ahead.
Does anyone ever try? Do you ever get people saying, oh, you know, let's do like wet look hair and glossy skin and...
No. And also, look at me. I'm physically disgusting. I'm 46. Like, at most, I want to look like I have clean hair and I've brushed my teeth.
Well, you just brushed your teeth before we started recording.
I've got these. Look, also part of the midlife crisis. I've got Invisalign in.
I am hoping to get those.
You don't need it. Smile. You don't need it.
I had train tracks in my late 20s, I hasten to add. And, I'm pointing at Jonathan, who's also in the room. He knew me back then. And I lost my bottom retainer and they're going crooked, so I have to know I'm visible.
Mine suddenly went crooked. I woke up one morning and they all decided to fold out in front of each other. You couldn't do anything with them. So I got this. I was slightly in love with it.
I didn't even notice that you were wearing them.
I know, that's why they're so clever. Invisalign. I love it.
I'm going to get one. I am going to do it. What have you changed about... your hair regime, the products that you're using since you coloured your hair?
So this is an excellent question.
It is,
I do
it?
Exactly the same thing. I don't wash my hair too much. I think we all wash our hair way too much. People constantly wash, foam twice a week, maybe three times a week. I never do it more.
I do it depending on how greasy my crown is.
Yeah, but the more you wash, the more you'll have to do it.
True.
That's just a fact. It becomes a hideous self-fulfilling prophecy.
I know.
So, jump in the shower, like a long shower and quite a short bath. Weird. Like I'm breaking science.
So you do both or one or the other?
No, one or the other. A bath with an offspring, not the 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I have a long shower, stick in my Supreme Colour Protect, foam it, put the yogurt in.
Delicious.
It lasts quite a long time, so it's not even like you have to be like, I shouldn't use too much. Use it.
Mm.
Then conditioner, waterproof tangle teaser or a comb, in a towel, never heat, and then back into bed or off to work with wet hair. Fine.
I've got to admit, I do like, it's a new thing for me, I do like a hair wash before bed.
Yes, thrilling. Because also, then you've already ticked something off the box for the next day.
Yeah.
You wake up winning.
Yes. And you don't blow dry it before bed, obviously.
Of course not.
Too much like
I never blow dry anything.
Oh, God, I have to. Otherwise, it does.
Do you?
Yeah, otherwise it's flat.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know how. I wouldn't know. I can't.
You've got all the hair, though. You've got a lot of it.
I think it fit well so far.
If you didn't have a fringe...
It's disgusting. I don't know what's under my fringe.
So, just all the hair.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, and my forehead's disgusting. I mean, I've got squirrels up there. Parrots.
I remember interviewing a very famous celebrity years ago, and I think for some ghastly reason, Botox came up. And she said, why do you think I have a fringe?
No way, because she didn't want to have it.
She was like...
Yeah.
covers and mops people's sins.
Yeah, and also it's only going to get longer. Chrissy Hynde, who I absolutely love, was at Radio 2 the other day, and her fringe, she now has to part it like a curtain. She lifts it up. Somebody asks her a question. I mean, it's down to there. That's what I'm going to have. I'm going to have a small curtain tie, like a little...
Or an app on your iPhone that just moves it to one side.
Yeah. When I want to make eye contact. Yeah. It's lovely.
God, that could be so sinister.
So alarming.
But also really authoritative.
Yeah, and also it's so cosy under a fringe. So snuggly. I've never knowingly been warm. Look at me today. Massive sweater. Best sweater ever.
I mean, gorgeous. What colour do we say this is? Like a teal? Is it teal?
Teal.
It is teal.
I was going to say blue-green.
Yeah, me too.
Blue slash green.
I was trying
but
to
But I like
you.
Teal. Yeah, I like it. Let's go with that. Not seal, teal.
For many people, fringes are transitionary things that they have and then go, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then grow out and then think, oh, maybe I like a fringe.
Yeah,
and then again,
yeah.
But you can just, it's your thing. You own the fringe.
It's just my
thing. Trademark it.
What I like about my fringe is even when I look, and it's all the time on the school run, disgusting. I've got on mismatched shoes, I'm wearing pajamas, I've thrown on my son's jacket by accident. My eyeliner's down my face. I've never knowingly taken eye makeup off.
Looks better the next day.
Always. This is going to look amazing by next Tuesday, what I've got on right now. Anyway, and if you've got a fringe, you're done. You're already dressed.
Yeah.
You smashed it.
But you can also do, because you've got like a rocky situation going on today. I'm doing the thing with my hands in my hair again, listeners. But you can do like glossy, sleek.
Dead straight.
Two.
Yeah.
You can pull off both looks. You should be proud.
Oh, thank you. I can't pull off bunches. That ended at age 8.
Bunches are not...
But all I want to do is properly learn how to braid hair. All I'm trying to do is make my 12-year-old like me. But you know that properly...
Oh, I see.
You know, like the braid bar, like 7 braids coming into one corner, turning into a flower or a heart shape, like bread, like kneading bread.
Oh, I think it's a sick... I'm better at plaiting bread than I am at plaiting hair.
Me too.
Because it's less slippery.
I'm also more interested in bread.
The end result is far more pleasing.
Delicious. Butter and jam. Or cream cheese and Marmite, just saying it.
One of the best things that ever happened to me as a child was when I went to a friend's house and they made cream cheese and Marmite sandwiches.
Yeah.
And the mother then cut the crust off and rolled them. So they were like...
What?
Yes! So they were like cream cheese and Marmite spring rolls.
This is phenomenal.
With white, obviously white bread.
Of course.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, and also how else are you going to turn it? You can't roll a seeded batch.
No. It was one of the best things that
Singularly the best thing.
And I've never been able to recreate it, though I have tried.
Oh, but you can. I'd like you to get a bloomer... Philadelphia, not low fat, and no. I mean this quite strongly, and what I want you to put it on is almost with a palette knife, because the proportion has to be strong. Not a thin smattering of cream cheese, but a mountainous wave of cream cheese.
Like then snow-capped mountains.
Snow-capped mountains. Then, and this is quite important, I'd like you to get the squeezy Marmite.
Always.
You flip it up, and you drizzle it like rain. And you can do that kind of formation.
I need to be alone
now. You put the cap on, cut it into a triangle. This is very important because different toppings need either squares or triangles.
I think 100%
you totally agree, right? Peanut butter, that's got to be a square. Hmm. I won't have peanut butter and jam with the triangle. Or just peanut butter classic by itself. Crunchy, obviously. Always butter crunchy. Underneath. Thank you. I like the fact that we're on the same page.
Oh, anyway, and you use butter too with peanut butter.
Of course.
Absolutely. People who don't, then.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like the butters.
What's
and the
matter
peanut?
With them? How much dry food do they want? Why don't they just throw on some sawdust on there? No, you have to moisten the base.
Oh dear.
You do. Possibly
that's
a crumpet.
That's my scalp.
Okay.
Moist.
Yeah.
But
yes,
yeah, sorry.
What I'd like you to do is you need to go into a 4-day non-shampoo period and stick to it. You have to put yourself in isolation. And then you can wash your hair and then you'll be free.
And then can I have a sandwich?
Yeah, you can have a sandwich. I'm just saying you can be at home. You can have sandwiches, but you've got to let that hair grease up.
Oh, that last 2 days of it are usually in a bun.
Right, okay, fine. Yeah, so bun and then shampoo and then wait another 4 or 5 days. You'll be fine.
To break the cycle.
Then you're done. Okay. Won't take long. You can do it.
I trust you and I trust myself and I trust my hair.
We're literally filming on the busiest street in the whole world.
It's fine. It's atmosphere.
Good.
It's atmosphere. When I had Daniel Sandler, the wonderful makeup artist on the show,
he's amazing.
I adore him, watercolour books.
When I was a fashion assistant, my first job, he was always my favourite. I'd book him for everything.
Really?
Yeah, and that was 100 years ago. He's so sweet.
He's
didn't he make products?
The watercolour blush, which is the best beauty product on planet Earth.
Is it? I did not know that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
It's this big of a bottle, listeners. I'm indicating a small bottle. And it lasts forever, and the colour is just... It just makes...
Oh, but it's a liquid?
Yes.
Don't be silly. How do you put that on your face?
He does a bronzer as well.
But that doesn't even make sense. Are you using a brush? What are you using? An easel?
You drop it onto a brush, or I do, and then you circular motion. Look, I'll show you.
All you're saying is I've got to get involved in
that. It's unbelievably transformative.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Literally the best. Every makeup artist I know, I put it on my Instagram the other day, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is the best product. This is the only blusher I've ever used.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
But I was talking about Daniel. Oh, yes, during his podcast that I recorded with him, very early days of the show, his dog, Alfie, I think his name
was. Did it say it died?
Yeah, not on the show, but barked all the way through it.
No.
But has since passed away.
Oh, my gosh,
he's got
so
two sad. Lovely. He's got two lovely new puppies.
Yeah, but still, that's not fine. I feel bad.
No.
Sorry, Daniel.
No.
Sorry, Alfie.
Yeah. He got lots of, every time he barked, he got lots of treats, which was... So he knew exactly what he
might
was
have caused
doing.
Have caused the problem.
This girl's coming over, and every time I bark, I get a sweet. Okay.
Yeah,
well, not a sweet, a thingy magic. What was people's reaction to your hair change?
My children were horrified, horrified, because they've only known as mummy with the really dark hair. They were, mum, what have you done? Like I didn't know. My 7-year-old was like, I've got something quite serious to tell you. There are blonde bits in your hair, and now they love it. Now I don't think I could go back. I think they'd be offended. My friends love it.
Did it change your demeanour? Did you have a slight rock chick vibe?
No, I'd like to say yes, but no, I was still in bed at 9.
Oh.
I'd like to pretend.
Did you have a bit of swagger? Did you give a bit of Liam Gallagher when you walked in the house?
I met Lenny Kravitz the other day, who I can officially say that I'm in love with. When I say met, I mean I was like restrained by his security while I was screaming, marry me, Lenny! And I felt maybe with the blonde bits, I felt a bit like, yeah, sure, I could say hi to Lenny Kravitz. But no, it's not true.
I'm one of you.
Yeah, check me out.
Also, in real life, not a huge man.
But magnificent.
Oh,
stallion.
Yeah.
A stallion of a creature.
No, but for normally, as a 5'4" woman, when I meet these people, they're usually quite big. And I think, well, we wouldn't look right together on a red carpet. And then I can come to terms with it. But when you meet someone like Lenny, who's actually, you think,
I think he was wearing heels.
He does,
booties.
Yeah. A Cuban heel, most likely.
Yeah.
Is this a thing that happens often? Because didn't you throw yourself at Charlotte Tilbury as well?
Yes, I love Charlotte Tilbury. Charlotte Tilbury is a genius, and I'm not using that word lightly. Everything, if I look in my makeup bag, other than my lipstick, MAC, Fleshbot, obviously mentioned. Oh, and one eyeliner, which I'm obsessed by Lord & Berry.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everything
pigment
else.
In Lord & Berry.
Very strong. Very strong. Their Kajal eyeliner. It goes on, doesn't come off for about 4 years.
But
my
you've got playtime, which is what I like to call it. Lots of people call it playtime, but it's just a good way of describing the fact that you've got time to move it around and smudge it about.
Yeah, and then it sets. Boom. She's amazing. And I met her and mounted her. It got a bit weird.
Did she enjoy it?
I don't think so. But I had to explain. Your products are amazing. Your body tan thing is amazing. And your palettes are brilliant. And your Wonder Glow is amazing. And everything. Pillow Talk is amazing. You know, I was just like on and on.
I did 2 weeks of no makeup. for the podcast for 26 Habits. Yeah. And during those 2 weeks, I got sent, which doesn't sound like a bad thing now that I'm saying it out loud, but I got sent the new Pillow Talk blusher and collection. And they sent, oh, and here's a Pillow Talk lipstick and lip liner in case you've run out. And I couldn't touch them. I couldn't use them. It was really... difficult day.
Yeah, it's like going to sleep when there's a big tub of Philadelphia and Marmite and Bloomer in your house. It's hard.
That would never happen.
No.
I would make those sandwiches and sort them out for the next day. So hair is shiny.
Thank you.
And now on braid.
Thank you.
In a very fabulous way. What is, are lips always matte? Flesh pot just...
Always matte.
Oh, God.
Always. I mean, if there's one thing I can't stand is a gloss.
Somebody came near you with a gloss wand with a doe's foot.
Well, I mean, yeah, doe's foot, that's so good. I mean, I find it them excruciating. Mm. Excruciating. I'd say life stalling. Because you can't do anything when you're in a gloss. You can't kiss anybody. You can't eat. You can't drink. You can't talk without your mouth making that hideous smack sound. Yeah, matte and white. I mean, if Tippex brought out a lipstick, I'd buy all of them. That's what I'm saying. That's the, or Dulux.
Oh, wow. Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the lips aren't white, though.
No. I'm just I like them white.
No, but that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've heard about Georgie Dawson in the past, and she's, when you were talking to Sally, she does the similar thing, eyes, lots of tan.
Yeah.
Very pale lips.
Yeah, lovely. Because you can't do both.
No.
You can't do a heavy eye and a heavy lip.
No, I don't think you can. You have to go one or t'other.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been challenged recently by Terry... Well, he didn't really... challenged me. He just said, why don't you try it? I bigged it up in my head.
Yeah.
But he said, do a red lip, no other makeup.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. Not no other. I like a red lip and just mascara and maybe a few individuals.
I know. He was like, just see if you can just do just that.
Yeah, super hot. Very. My friend did that at university. She was unbelievably cool, though. Like a MAC Lady Danger, like a proper poppy coral red.
Yes.
And then nothing else, messy hair.
I just don't think I've got the balls to pull that off, if I'm completely honest. Is there a trend you would never, ever go anywhere near? Beauty, fashion, whatever it might be?
Coachella.
That's a disgrace.
That's a disgrace.
It is.
That's where fashion goes and just limply falls over. Stetsons, fringing.
Crop tops.
Cowboy boots in the middle of summer, with a disgusting pop sock underneath, no doubt. A small denim skirt, a weird...
And then makeup that's so thick and dense and heavy.
Yeah. But otherwise, no. And also, by the way, even then, I'd get involved. Of course I would.
But if you
get on a bucking bronco, put on a hat...
If you could braid by then, you would clean up at Coachella.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I can do plaits.
Plaits with your lace cowboy.
No, I don't like a gloss and I don't like a long nail. Both of them actually debilitating.
Yes, I must admit, as a writer, I can get to a certain length and then they have to be chopped.
No, and also, how do you open a can? How do you do anything? How do you do up a little person's buttons? Or tie a tie. You can't do anything.
No.
Do a buckle.
I once had nail extensions done and then came home immediately and filed them all off.
Yeah.
If I was, I don't know what it was.
I like a very short nail.
Yes. If you can pull that off, and dark colours as well. Or a white.
Dark or white. Either Essie Fiji or Wicked.
Yes.
Sometimes a geranium.
Kris Jenner, the momager manicure, I call it, when you just go for a pure white Tippex gloss manicure. Perfect. Absolutely lovely. Now, Head & Shoulders, because we've got to get back to Head & Shoulders, is a brilliant product that many, many... It's a brand that many people love and adore, and yet it is affordable.
Yeah.
What else do you love from the high street?
Oh, well, clothes-wise, I basically only shop in the high street until you hit the ankle, and then I go a bit sometimes. So not always.
You allow yourself a
treat. But I love Topshop. I love Zara. I love H&M. Mm-hmm. I love it for my kids. I love it for me. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, I can't justify all the other stuff. Sometimes you can. Mm-hmm. And beauty as well.
Well, that's the thing. The high street's really pulled out all the stops in the last
couple
of years.
Where would you put Badidas? Do you think that's good value or do you think it's expensive?
Second shelf up in most high street. Lovely stuff.
So that's my favourite bubble bath. Where do you put Imperial Leather Foam Burst?
Honestly.
So I use all of those. Gillette Venus, quite expensive, but I mean, incredibly useful.
I tell you what, they've done...
But I sometimes use an Evelyn cleanser. I'm admitting to that. That's expensive.
Yes, but luxurious and lasts for flipping ages.
Yeah, no, ages.
You don't need a lot of that stuff.
It's no.
It's this advertising thing where you see people like pulling out big clumps of the stuff. You don't need
No, tiny bit.
Tiny bit. A little goes a long way. Yes, high street stuff is very good. Do you like to have a mix of high street and designer beauty? Or is it just what works?
No, whatever works. I don't mind. And because I don't wear makeup day to day, I've got makeup in my drawer from my honeymoon 20 years ago. I mean, I've got, which I know is really disgusting. Sally Hughes came and did my bathroom. She was almost sick. And I was like, look, this hula. I bought it in the 80s.
But you binned them at the end of that video, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you say that. No, I did. I did.
Just for telly.
Yeah. I need them. I've got an emotional attachment. But you find what you like and that's all you do. So I love Topshop Lee jeans, L-E-I-G-H. I don't like a high-waisted jean. And once I found them, I'm like, right, done. I'll only wear those.
Yes.
Once you find Lord & Berry Kajal eyeliner, that's the one I'll use. But then once you use MAC Fleshpot, I can't use anything else.
It's just efficiency. That's what I love about it. Yeah. Again, another 26 habits was I cleaned out my entire wardrobe. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, that's
one
brilliant.
Of the best things I've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. So thrilling.
Take everything out and clean it. Like, yeah. With microfiber cloths,
Hoover,
everything.
Dettol wipe.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. And then realised I only wear grey T-shirts, white T-shirts, black T-shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
So I got rid of everything
basically
else.
All I wear, yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's those brilliant people who say, if you haven't worn it in the last 8 weeks, other than swimwear or beach, you're not going to wear it.
I have...
And give it to a charity shop or give it to a friend immediately.
Yeah. Well, the stuff that didn't go to a charity shop or to... could be passed on, the stuff that could potentially be sold is now vacuum-packed in the boot of my car.
Yeah.
It has been there for 3 months.
Okay.
So I do need to just take it to a boot fair.
You need,
but that's another story. But what else are you loving and using from Head & Shoulders? Obviously, we've got the Supreme Colour Protect. Oh, with argan oil.
Yes, which I call Arjan oil because it just sounds more glamorous. Yeah, I use their shampoo and conditioner. I don't touch anything else. That's it. Sometimes I put a bit of oil in my hair.
Wait,
I know, just at the base, just at the little new blonde bit, and I'll use any oil. I mean, I'd use Mazola. Yeah, I don't know if there's... You can tell me, is there a great oil I should be using?
No.
I got mine from the supermarket. You know, you spray a bit on your hands and you put it on your hair and then it's just quite nice.
Oh, I tell you what I used to do back in the day. Back in the day when I used to try and lighten this hair before dyeing technologies got a bit better on brunettes, is lemon juice.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Lemon juice, and then obviously it wouldn't do my hair a great service. Then a few nights later, cling film and olive oil.
Yee! Good work.
Yes. Yeah. Do you ever do that? Do you ever do any kind of, like, turban-y situations?
No.
Don't need to?
No. Not a mask. I've never been for a facial once, and after 5 minutes I said, I've got to leave. I don't put masks on my face. I don't do anything. I don't take my makeup off. But other than Evelyn.
Yes. I don't like facials or things like that either. I just feel... I want to bat people away.
Yeah, I'm like, oh... And also, it just feels too... I'm like, you must be having a terrible time. Please, don't worry. Although, I like my back being done.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, if... A back massage. Oh, my God.
On a holiday. Right now.
If somebody came in right now, I would throw this microphone out the window. Okay. No offence.
No, I mean...
I would lie down on my front, on the floor, with those chocolate biscuits and say, knock yourself out.
They are not chocolate biscuits. They look like...
Fudge brownies.
Gee whiz. They look delicious. Tell me about when you travel. I wonder if the efficiency translates. Do you just take the good old staples? Are you a light packer when it comes to travelling?
I'm a terrible packer.
Sure.
I mean, for clothes... Terrible.
Thought this was coming.
Awful. I mean, absolutely chronic because I can't work it out. I've gone away for 4 days before with 17 bags, and I've also gone away for 2 weeks with literally one swimsuit and a sarong.
Yeah.
Thinking it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But my girlfriend said, what you have to do, even though you feel like a total arse doing it, is slightly, I'm not saying plan what you're going to wear each day, but if you're going for 5 nights, take 5 things to wear in the evening.
Yes.
Or take... two swimsuits that one can dry while, like, just be a grown-up about it. But 46 years old, I mean, I still can't do it. I'm really, really bad. Beauty-wise, I'm fine. I've got one bag, shampoo, conditioner, facial wash, toothbrush, toothpaste, bit of makeup. I never look... I mean, I look disgusting on holiday, it's fine.
I might have to take you to stop saying disgusting school.
Okay, sorry.
No, just because I don't... I.
But what I mean is on holiday, I don't want to look glam or done or zhuzhed or anything. I just want to tickle the offspring.
Yeah, good holiday is no makeup.
Totally.
Hair washed in the sea / pool.
Yeah.
And rinsed through, obviously, if chlorine. But yeah, no effort required
whatsoever. None. Yeah, a flip-flop.
Yes. So no. So do you ever have a bag ready and packed? Do you have like a set of makeup that you've never worn or anything that's already in a bag, good to go? You can just
leave the house at a moment. Who does that?
I've done that.
No,
because I know there's some stuff I love, so I just have a makeup bag that is just stuff that is always in my case.
You're joking.
So that if I ever have to like,
you're joking.
I'm honestly not lying.
Are you a war reporter? I mean, is that because somebody might call you and go, 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 go?
Yes, because what I always felt was necessary in Afghanistan was a highlight.
But what I mean is like, what? Are you serious? You're always ready to go.
Well, makeup-wise, only because I have the luxury of being a beauty journalist, you get sent lots of stuff.
That's so true. So yeah. You have doubles. That's
yes.
So true.
Yeah.
I'm not at double stage. Then no. Why not? I'll tell you what I do have, and I don't know whether this you can equate with this with the same thing. MAC Fleshpot, as I said to you, all over the house.
Yeah.
In my car, an old one, because I liked Myth before, so sometimes I find an old Myth, like a stubby little bit, scrape that on.
Do you get to the bottom of it and then poke it out and do the Muji, the thing where you like put it into, like, go to Muji and get a little thing in.
I don't. But I might use my finger. But I've never gone to Muji to buy a see-through container for anything.
Done that. And then I never used it.
Yeah.
But you
had the nice the correct idea.
Yeah, exactly. Much more satisfying to make a Marmite and cream cheese bloomer. Goodness me, I think we've come to the end of our time together.
Thank
talking
you
about
so
all
much
things
for talking to
shoulders.
Me.
I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Can I just ask you, what's your favourite mascara while we're here?
Oh,
I'm really doing some research. Everybody I meet.
I have a couple. At the moment, I've just started using the L'Oreal Unlimited, which is the one that the wand bends.
Oh!
So, you know, you've had your makeup done by makeup artists before. First thing they do, they don't use the brush, the wand from the thingy. They get a disposable one and they bend it so that they can get into all those tiny lashes. It's a lovely formula, and you've got that dexterity with the brush, which is really, very nice.
Yeah.
My other one that I really like at the moment is Benefit Bad Girl Bang.
Okay.
That one I like, although controversial. Although the thing is, reason why some people don't like it is they say it goes smudgy.
I love like smudgy.
Exactly. I like smudgy.
That's what I'm looking for.
So then, and then the other ones that you can never go wrong with, in my opinion, are Maybelline or Rimmel.
Yeah.
If I was spending my own money, and I am a bit cheap, but even if I was spending my own money and I couldn't get to my samples that I've been sent and I had to go on the high street, I would go to Maybelline or Rimmel straight away.
Okay, fine.
Because
I'm
they
so
get
pleased
the
we
good
had this
brushes.
Because you have that info.
Yes.
I don't know.
And just WhatsApp me, the noise will come up and I'll come back to you.
So Mark Ronson is in the room. We should have said that.
He is, isn't he? He's behind the bar.
Yeah.
There is
he's
a bar
about to employ me.
He will. I'm sure he's going to sample
you know
in
it.
Any second.
You know that song. When you hear it, you'll go, oh, my gosh.
You might have to play it for me in a minute.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe the listeners can play a guessing game. If you recognise that tune, slide into my DMs.
Oh, they know it. They know it.
Someone's been screaming at this podcast, going, for goodness sake, what a wonderful note upon which to end.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm going to go and not wash my hair for 4 days. And then
you need to go into isolation, and I mean that.
Going into isolation, then I'm going to slather it in Supreme Colour Protect with Argan Oil.
Good.
So that it's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The
Bye.
End.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed my Friday afternoon chit-chat with Claudia. Now, if you are enjoying the podcast, I would be so grateful if you could pop over to wherever you're listening and click that subscribe button. That way, you never miss an episode. And also, if you feel so inclined, I would be so grateful if you could leave maybe a couple of sentences about why you like the show and click that 5-star review. It's the kind of thing that helps a show like mine stand out on massive podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Acast, etc., etc. Also, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's so easy. Just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into those DMs on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. It's been a delight to spend this time with you, and I hope to see you on the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.